While on a trip to Guatemala, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas attacked Texas border security policies. Governor Greg Abbott is firing back. This is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we're halfway through the week. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with the Texas Minute. Public education's become a magnet for illegal aliens. Coming up, you'll find out what the Texas GOP wants done about it. But first, volunteers who serve on the Victoria Public Library Advisory Board are raising concerns about a new library mission statement that omits reading and literacy. As a result, the Victoria City Manager is attacking those concerns as, quote, political posturing, and he's directing his staff to cut off all communication with Library Advisory Board members. The Victoria Public Library is operated jointly by the City and County of Victoria. Previously, the library's mission was to encourage, quote, a love of reading and commitment to literacy. That sounds about right for a library. Well, the new mission describes a library as a place devoted to community well-being and, quote, a reliable anchor for our diverse community. No mention of books or reading anywhere in it. As the University of Texas at Austin works to comply with the new state law banning left-wing DEI offices at taxpayer-funded college campuses, a leftist faculty group is complaining that DEI employees were shocked by formal termination letters this week. DEI, of course, stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. That's a program institutionalizing racism. As reported earlier this month, UT Austin President Jay Hartzell announced the university would be disbanding its Division of Campus and Community Engagement, which is where the DEI programming took place. Now, formal termination letters have been sent to those staff members. The UT chapter of the left-wing American Association of University Professors has issued a scathing attack on the dismissals, claiming they happened, quote, without warning and came as a complete shock, end quote. Of course, the new law passed nearly a year ago, and it's been widely discussed both before and since taking effect in January. Maybe the faculty should have been paying better attention. Numerous studies have demonstrated the toll that illegal aliens are having on public education. The Republican Party of Texas platform currently calls for action both in the form of the abolishment of in-state tuition for illegal aliens in higher education and for proof of legal residency for any individual to enroll in public schools. There is likely to be debate on those topics when the Republican Party has its convention in San Antonio at the end of May. The Texas Minute will be right back.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, now streaming on all major platforms.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently went to Guatemala, where he criticized Texas' efforts to stop illegal aliens from crossing the border. Here's Governor Greg Abbott describing to Fox 4 why Texas has had to do the federal government's job.
Texas is trying to step up and enforce by state law the same law that Congress passed, which is to deny illegal entry, detain people who get here, and build those border walls.
Since President Joe Biden took office in January 2021, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has recorded more than 5.4 million illegal border crossers and at least 1.5 million gotaways. Those are individuals who were detected but not apprehended. You can find the details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Aaron Anderson, Adam Kahn, Daniel Greer, and Luca Cacciatore. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.